Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would have done something earlier such that it probably would have encouraged them not to do something like this. And that is, one of the great capabilities that we have is our ballistic missile defense system that could be upgraded, and we could place these Aegis ballistic missile defense systems in international water in that part of the world. The only thing that Iran understands is our military capability, but unfortunately, they believe that they could do something like they did today and that this nation is not going to react because they see this president as a weak president. They would not see me as a weak president, and I would send some strong signals to let them know that we would be prepared to take whatever actions we needed to take.
Is that good enough for you? Is that tough enough? Is he tough enough for you? Herman Cain explaining how he would have handled Iran differently than the president did, so that a recent terror plot a lot of people are talking about would never have happened. We'll spend some time on that Iran terror plot, but first we are focused on the presidential race as we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Herman Cain, is he strong? Is he good? Has he got you? Has he talked too much and he's lost you? Where is he? Here's host Mike Broomhead with Herman Cain on his program, and they talk about his sudden surge in popularity.
To what do you credit this rise in popularity you have with the voters now? All of a sudden, you seem to be the front runner. What's done that for you, do you think?
I think it's a couple of things. First, it's my message. My message has been common sense solutions. All of the big issues that this nation faces, I put specific solutions on the table. For example, a lot of people have heard about my 999 economic growth and jobs plan. The biggest domestic issue we have is this economy is on life support. And people are hopeful, and this idea is something fresh, and I think that's what's resonating. The other thing is, all of my ideas are common sense that people can relate to. They're not 2,700 pages long. It's not something that people got to wrap their minds around. It's common sense solutions to address a lot of these issues. So I happen to believe that it has a lot to do with my message. When I won that straw poll in Florida, I think that it said two things. The voice of the people is more powerful than the voice of the media. And secondly, message is more important than money. We need money to be competitive, but we do not have to have the greatest amount of money to win this nomination.
And it sounds like when you speak, you sound like a man of the people. You're not talking over people's heads. When you say 999, that's at least something people can get their arms around. And a lot of people are emailing me and saying, ask Mr. Cain this, and it's all about the 999 plan. Now, is this something that you are willing to negotiate about, or do you think that that hard number is exactly the right thing to do?
I believe when we derived 999, we derived it based upon producing the same amount of revenue that comes in from five sources today. So there's really nothing to negotiate. I'm not going to lie to the American people and make it bigger than it needs to be just because they've got this spending sickness in Washington, D.C. No. My objective in the first year of my presidency, the first full year, is to have a fiscal year budget where revenues equals expenses. Only way we're going to bring down the national debt is to stop adding to the national debt. So what we did was we took the payroll tax, the capital gains tax, corporate income taxes, personal income taxes, and the death tax. We went and looked up what the revenue was coming in from all five of those sources. We came up with that number. Then we said, how do we reproduce that same amount of money from three sources? A business flat tax, a personal income flat tax, and a national sales tax. And that's how we derive 999. It produces the same amount of revenue that's coming in through five sources. It saves the American people $430 billion and it provides the business community some certainty, which is what they need in order to start growing this economy again.
800-510-8255 is the way to be in touch. You can have your thoughts about the various hosts from the various programs that we monitor here. That's what this is. Basically, this program is a survey of the hot hits in talk radio. Herman Cain, number one in the Republican Party, and one of the sources for lots of conversation that you hear me talk about a lot, The View on television on ABC with the five ladies talking about what they refer to as hot topics. And here they talk about the attacks on Herman Cain.
Now, Republican candidates really put Herman Cain on the hot seat in the debate last night. And it's a testament to how quickly he has risen in the ranks from the long shot to the contender. He's even bigger than he was when he came to The View last Thursday.
Tuesday.
I mean, it's
last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday?
Yeah. It was actually an interesting debate. If you could find it, first of all, for the debate last night.
It was on Bloomberg.
It was on Bloomberg. It took me forever to find the thing. I don't know. It took me like 30 minutes to find it. And then I was 30 minutes in, and they were already asking each other questions, which was funny. But I just thought they did a good job. And Mitt Romney, I think, came out looking pretty strong.
Can I go back to Herman Cain? Because this is the phenomenon. When he was on with us last week, and he talked about his 999 plan. Do you people all know what it is? Okay. I'll tell you very quickly, and then I'll go back. It's what he says. He wants a flat personal income tax. Everybody will just pay 9%.
Okay.
Then he will, and you'll save so much money because there will be a corporate tax and a national sales tax. We already have a sales tax here in New York.
Right.
And he spells it out so that he says, this is how you're all going to save money. John Huntsman said, it's a catchy phrase. I thought it was the price of a pizza. Michelle Bachmann said, you turn the 999 upside down and the devil's in the details, meaning it's the Antichrist.
He was an associate pastor. He knew that joke was coming. He knew.
Whatever. But last week when he was on, as he was walking off, because he was a very good guest, people didn't know him. I can't remember when somebody has risen so quickly, never having held elective office. When we were walking out, Bill and I said, you don't really think you've got a chance. He said, I'm going to be nominated and I'm going to win. And
in 10 days,
this man has risen to that point. In great part, because whether you like a plan or you don't like the plan, he has a plan.
Well, Mitt Romney actually has a plan. It just happens to be longer, which he defended last night.
There's a couple of questions about 999. I mean,
how it affects them.
Well, if you are a billionaire and you're only paying 9% of your billion, and I only make $50,000 a year, and I'm paying 9%, I don't see where there's a balance in there. But
he has explained that.
It has not made any sense to me.
Okay.
I always find them entertaining. And last week, you may remember when I played the cut with Herman Cain on The View, I took off on to, I really thought that, Barbara Walters was on a high horse. There, she points out some things that make it seem almost like she finds him acceptable. It's just one person's point of view. You can sure hear where Elizabeth is. She's from Mitt Romney, period, end of story. I maintain what I've said before, that the ticket is Romney and Cain. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Herman Cain in the focus as we get started here. The presidential race and how we occupy our minds in thought about the candidates. That's all part of the inner workings of this discussion. 15 past the hour on the countdown.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
It is a very interesting situation we find ourselves in, and the idea that a black man could do so well in the Republican Party, unheard of in recent years. I find it interesting that Al Sharpton is very uncomfortable with Herman Cain. He said Al Sharpton was upset because Cain said blacks had been brainwashed into voting for Democrats, and claimed that he didn't have the right to rewrite history, saying that blacks were brainwashed. Sharpton showed his ignorance of the subject by stating, quote, "We went with a party that stood up for the Civil Rights Act of 64 and the Voting Rights Act of 65. In fact, the House version of the Civil Rights Act in 1964 was supported by 61% of the Democrats and 80% of the Republicans." So Sharpton didn't do a very good job proving Herman Cain wrong. Here's talk host Robert Rees talking about the candidates.
When the debate ended, my reaction was, that was my I came full circle. I'm like, oh, man, we don't have anybody. This sucks. I was hoping Herman Cain, his first opportunity to be in the top tier, was going to shine. And frankly, I don't think he did. I don't think he showed up. He wasn't able to do, all right, real quick. This is the summary. Mitt Romney basically said, we need to vote for him because he knows how to work with the liberals the best. Okay, great. We don't want a rhino. We want somebody who's just going to be staunchly conservative. Herman Cain kept pushing the 999 plan so much that it started to sound gimmicky. So now people are not going to take him as seriously because now it sounds like a gimmick. Rick Perry looked even more confused and lost on up there than he ever has before now. And yet he's been taking days to try to prepare for this thing. I tell you this right up front. I can't stand Rick Perry's smug look. He has a permanent smug look on his face. This makes me want to punch him in the nose. Oh, I know that's rude, but so what? He can't hear me. Otherwise, he'd shoot me with his laser-sided pistol. It just overall, I thought it was a disaster. The whole thing was like, oh, I'm discouraged. That's all I felt after the debate. Very discouraged. Because I know any one of these individuals on stage is better than Barack Hussein Obama. But the way they were going about things, every single one of them looked like they would struggle to beat him.
Achoo.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, in fact, it does, with your calls and comments at 800-510-8255 as we talk about those who are gaining and losing, the candidates themselves. Here's radio host Bob DelGiorno talking to political analyst Dr. Ryan Teaton on his program, who thinks even though it's still a bit early, Romney has emerged as the most likely candidate to get the nomination.
Who do you feel right now at this point could win in the election next November?
Well, you know, it's two different questions, because if we go back to 2004, at this time, for the Democratic side of things, it looked like Hillary Clinton was above and beyond everybody's front runner. And then we see how that turned out. So there's no guarantee that just because they're debating right now that's the way it'll be. But it looks like it's got to be Mitt Romney. It seemed to be the one that has his stuff together the best in terms of being presidential.
Well, I agree that 100% is a long way to go between now and November. So in most anything can happen. Do you feel yesterday that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and his endorsement is going to help Mitt Romney?
I think it really will. You know, one of the big things that happened in 2004, especially in Mitt trying to get the nomination, was that he and Mike Huckabee kind of divided up the conservative vote so that it ushered in McCain as victor in a lot of those primary states. And it looks like Romney is learning from this, and this year he's trying to sew up all the support from the conservative right so that he'll be the only, real right candidate going in, so that he'll be able to win those contests.
Now, do you think the issue that came forth over the weekend and comments on his religion of being a Mormon, is that going to pass, or will that become an issue in the campaign?
You know, it's actually in his interest to keep it rolling, because it looks like he's under attack. It's one of those things that if we look at history, election 2004, for example, where you have George Bush keep talking about his National Guard records, and, you know, he would release documents, and he kept that discussion going because it keeps you from discussing other important things. And so if he's discussing his Mormonism and looks like he's being attacked, he doesn't have to worry about attacks on Romney Care. He doesn't have to worry about any of the other policy questions people have about him. And it just becomes a simplistic look at the candidate.
All right, so what do you think of that caller? Let's take a couple of your calls and see how your thoughts jive with that fella. Here's William in Burgard, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Well, sir,
voting doesn't matter because of one thing. The Bilderberg Group selects who the president is. Obama's a member of the Bilderberg Group, as well as Hillary Clinton. Rick Perry's a member of the Bilderberg Group, as well as Mitt Romney. So therefore, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are going to be the ticket for the Republicans.
Because the trilateralists and the Bilderbergers and that group control. There are a lot of people who think that what you're saying is true. They go back to George Bush. There was a question about Bill Clinton and how he fit into all of this. The system is rigged, in other words. That's what you're saying.
Very much so. Very much so, Doug. So,
all right. I got it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Anybody agree with that? You even know who the Bilderbergers are and the trilateralists, that group? Here's Ken in Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Herman Cain's a fraud. He talks about the fair value tax. That's just another tax. It won't replace anything that is going on. So as somebody earlier said, his 9-9 plan is a gimmick. And also, he's a former director of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. And I think Ron Paul asked him, "Oh, how do you feel about an audit?" And he said, "Well, it's an all right. But if anybody thinks that as a president he would go along with the audit of the Federal Reserve, that's malarkey." And Ron Paul says, "Oh, well, an inside man." And so, of course, that was a joke. That really deflated Herman Cain. He's not going to go anywhere. People don't believe him.
All right, sir. Thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. Opinions reign supreme here on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-7.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Presidential race. I think sometimes we don't necessarily do ourselves any. I'm talking out loud about sort of how we produce this program. It is, yes, about the presidential race, but it's really about the Republican contenders. You only hear every once in a while silly stuff. Joe Biden said he thought the Republicans could win. But putting that aside, there's not much chance that Obama's not going to be the candidate, although there are those who would like to see Hillary Clinton run. If she did, many think that she'd win. But how do you do that? How do you move somebody out of the slot? I don't think it's ever been done, has it? If it has, I'd be certainly interested in talking about that. That is, a sitting president moved out of the way by his party or her party, well, in this case, his party, and replaced with somebody else. Has that ever happened? I'm a fairly decent student of history, and I don't remember that happening. 800-510-8255. Here's host Jen Bryan talking about the debate. That's where we are. You're pretty much talking about Herman Cain and the others, and how they looked on the debate floor, and if any of them have emerged as a clear choice.
I thought the debate was moderately entertaining. Yeah, and I do. I want to be entertained. When I watch these things, I don't want to sit there and be bored to hell. I don't. I mean, really, let's all turn to stone. I want a few fireworks. I want people to be able to really talk to me. We're all struggling. We're sitting in our living rooms. What we want is somebody to say, this is how we're going to get out of this situation. Brian, listen to me, because this is what I got for you, sister friend. I got this, I got that, I got this. And I want to be able to say, hey, I like that. And I'm learning something new about this candidate every time I see them, him or her debate. And sadly, what we're learning with some of the candidates is Rick Perry is not a good debater. Michelle Bachmann continues to just, tumble out of sight. Really, Rick Santorum? Huh? You know, it's really Romney, Perry, Cain. But what's happening with Herman Cain? Oh, this is great. Herman, wouldn't you love to see Herman Cain? If Herman Cain was the vice, but let's say it was, I don't know, Romney Cain. Wouldn't you? Oh, I'd love to see Joe Biden and Herman Cain debate. Holy God. But I'm sitting there last night, and I'm in addition to wondering who will become the front runner as time progresses, I'm also thinking who's going to be the vice presidential candidate. Obviously, I'm looking at Romney, and I'm looking at Romney Kane. I'm thinking about Romney Christie, although Christie said last week, guys, he said himself, I'm not interested in running for vice president. But now it's sort of, he seems to be, he's tap dancing with that, too. Romney Bachman. Kane Perry. I'm just thinking about all these different things in my head as I'm watching this. And I'm just curious to know, as we progress, we move forward. You know, before you know it, the election's going to be here. So don't kid yourself. Look, we're already almost on top of Christmas. Seriously, Thanksgiving is 5 weeks away. I see signs everywhere for Christmas. Before you know it, the damn election is going to be right here, right here, right now. Are you learning anything new about the candidates that you did not know, good or bad, by the way? Do you see Mitt Romney emerging as somebody that you're starting to like a little more and more? I heard somebody say, very influential person in the media, Rush, today said the base, the Republican base, is not happy because they do not want Mitt Romney. The Republican, is that true? The Republican base does not want Romney. The debate, did it change anything for you?
The Republican base doesn't get the Republicans elected. That's the problem with the Republican Party. It's just the right wing of the Republican Party, you want to refer to it as the base, screws up the elections, as does oftentimes the Democratic base, which is the real left of center, a lunatic side of the Democratic Party. So in this circumstance, if the Republicans want to win, they got to find somebody who's in the middle. So many of them are so tied to their beliefs that they can't see the forest for the trees. And therefore, that's why the Republican Party is in trouble. That's why the Tea Party has arisen. And that's why there really needs to be some come-to-Jesus meeting, if you'll pardon the use of the term, with people in the Republican Party to sort of figure out how do you beat Obama if that's your main goal. You're not going to beat him with Rick Perry under any circumstances, none whatsoever. 800-510-8255. Here's Jesse in Iowa. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the countdown.
Yeah. Hey, I think Rick Perry ought to go back to Texas. And if his things, all these things he touts are doing great for Texas, well, then do good for Texas. But Mitt Romney is the only Democrat running in the Republican primary right now. So that's the way I see it. I love Herman Cain. Yeah, regular guy.
Yeah, I like him. I like him, too.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thanks. That's interesting. Yeah. He's the only Democrat running. Okay, you don't have to repeat it. Let's keep going. 800-510-8255. Let's see. In the fold next to Veronica Robinson talking to political analyst Mark Plotkin about how Herman Cain, Perry, and Romney did, according, again, to his analysis of Tuesday night.
Rising in the polls has made candidate Herman Cain the target mark of some criticism from his rivals. Michelle Bachman said his 999 tax plan, when turned on its head, looks like 666, Satan's number. And rival John Huntsman said he first thought Cain, a former pizza firm CEO, was talking about the price of a pizza. Did Cain adequately defend his plan tonight?
Well, he tried to by repeating these really beneficial words. You know, that was clear, it was transparent, it was simple. I thought a moment that got should have gotten a lot of attention was when Rick Santorum, who was considered an afterthought, the former senator from Pennsylvania, turned to the audience in New Hampshire, which has no income tax and no sales tax, and said, how many of you want this? And not one hand was raised. I thought Cain showed a certain degree of shallowness when asked, who are your economic advisors? He named one person. They tried to press him a little more, and then they kind of laid off, and it was somebody named Lowry, who he said was from Cleveland. I thought Cleveland, Ohio. He meant Cleveland, Texas. So, his plan is clear. Yes, it is transparent, but many would think that it has sort of the intonation of, you remember Steve Forbes and the flat tax, mm-hmm. or Ross Perot, of just a mantra that is supposed to size up his entire candidacy. And I don't think you want to just rise and fall on one principle.
Let's talk about Rick Perry. He's been criticized for not doing well at these debates. How do you think he did tonight?
Did a little better, but I really thought by his body language and also by his vigor that he still needed to perform better. Sometimes you forgot he was even there. For somebody who so dominated in terms of expectation, had a good last quarter, raised $17 million. He was redundant. He really didn't say anything that was particularly memorable, and his answers were somewhat abbreviated and short. He kind of had the feeling, Veronica, that he had nothing more to say.
So what about Mitt Romney? How do you think he
did? Mitt Romney is a much improved candidate over 4 years ago. He's poised. He's confident. He got in a little tussle with John Huntsman over China and trade policy. He's trying to stress that he's a leader, that he succeeded in the private entrepreneurial world. And his answers are polished, and he's well-spoken, and he performs well. He never hurts himself. He never inflicts any wounds by himself to himself.
All right, so thank you for doing your homework. I asked the question whether or not any candidate had been axed by his party, and it appears that Grover Cleveland, Calvin Coolidge, Franklin Pierce, Millard Fillmore, and Chester Arthur all suffered that fate. Here's host Rick Roberts talking about the debate.
You know, you listen to these GOP candidates, all looking for the nod from the GOP to run against Barack Obama. And every single one of them is doing a talk show. Every single one of them is doing something that we have done on the air. And if not myself, Sean or Glenn or someone else. Why? Because it's because of this administration. We're in this mess. We're in this economic meltdown. You know, Medicare. Broken in 9 years, if not before. Yes, that's the plan. Let it fall apart. Let it implode. Let it collapse. And who's there to save the day? The socialist with Obamacare. I mean, folks, if you don't get anything else from the show today, please get this. We are in dire straits. Dire straits. You know, the last time around, and I fault the GOP, I don't fault the Democrats, you know, they did what we allowed them to do. The GOP put up McCain and Palin as somebody, I mean, I don't even know what they were thinking. You know, they just came off of Bush, and the Republicans, the conservatives were mad at Bush because of what he did in the waning days of his term. It had everything to do with everything except conservatism. They were looking for a conservative. That's what they were looking for. They were looking for somebody to think conservatively. Yes, you can be socially liberal here and there, but you've got to find a fiscal conservative to put things back on track in this country, in the free market system.
All right. That's Rick Roberts. Up next, Joe Biden says the GOP is strong enough to beat Obama. 44 past the hour.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps, over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
We agreed you wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grownups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the king of the gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
800-510-8255. Here's host Ted Webb talking to Joe Biden about the economy and why anybody ought to vote for Obama.
You were quoted this past week as saying this economy belongs to you and to President Obama. Given the 9.1 unemployment rate, the economic indicators that are heading south, I ask you to give our listeners one compelling reason to vote for Obama-Biden 2012.
Ted, first of all, what I said, I was asked the question about the state of the economy, and I said, although 51% of the American people still think the reason we're in such desperate trouble is because the policies of the Bush administration, I said, but we are in charge now, and it's our job to fix it. And it is our job to fix it. We were left with a god-awful mess, hemorrhaging 800,000 jobs a month when we came into office. 8 million people lost their jobs. And with an economy that was tanking, a banking system was going under, an automobile companies in America about to go out of business. And we had to take some difficult steps, and they worked. Now, we got the car sort of on level ground now, but it needs a whole lot more fuel and needs his engine reworked. And what we're trying to do here is try to get things moving. And the way we're trying to get it moving, in spite of the fact that Europe looks like it's parts of it, there's a worry it may be collapsing. Looks like China, everybody's worried about a housing bubble in China. And all of these things are having a depressing impact. You pick up the front page of the paper, and I'm sure you're reporting it this morning, on the market. Then they're real headwinds. But we don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying someone else did this, or, you know, it's the fault of the world. We're at the helm. And what we're trying to do is jumpstart this economy, first of all, by giving people jobs. And there's a way to do that. You can't, we're not going to solve the whole problem with the jobs bill, but independent analysts from Moody's to Brookings, all these guys, they say we'll create roughly 2 million jobs within a year by this act. And we're doing, the only thing we're proposing here are things that our Republican colleagues historically have been for. Previous Republican presidents, the vast majority of the Republican Party has been for investing in infrastructure, rebuilding schools, making sure highways are up and running, they're able to function, et cetera. So what we're trying to do is jumpstart the economy. What we say to the people of Florida is that at the end of the day, this is not a referendum, it's a choice. And there are a number of people running on the Republican Party, all decent men, I know most of them, personally, who have a very different view. For example, they think we should privatize Social Security, or I don't know what exactly what Rick Perry thinks, but all the rest of them think you should, you know, put Social Security subject to the market, have the private accounts. They think that we should be fundamentally changing Medicare so that in 10 years we have a voucher system. So there's going to be a lot for the people of Florida to choose between in terms of the direction of the country.
Joe Biden also said the Republican Party is strong enough to beat the president. During an appearance at an ideas forum, he said, a significant majority of the American people don't believe the country is moving in the right direction.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the focus now on Iran and the plots, the so-called terror plot. Here is National Security Analyst K.T. McFarland talking to radio host Ro Khan.
I do think we need to do something more than just slap another sanction or two, we the United States, because the sanctions may have been... they may have pinched a little bit, but they've not changed Iran's behavior, which is the whole point of sanctions. Why? Because the Chinese and the Russians haven't gone along with them. Now, maybe this will be the thing that we need to go to the Chinese and Russians and say, come on, let's get serious about sanctions. But even then, it's not clear, you know, exactly what the United States acting alone could do other than sanctions. But it's clear that we got to do something. It would be, I think the important thing to remember is, although this is an attack on U.S. soil that was plotted, it was an attack against two other countries, Saudi Arabia and Israel. And almost more important than what we're going to do is what they will do, you know, particularly Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is in the crosshairs of Iran. So what are they going to do about it? Are they going to, you know, reach some kind of an accommodation with the Iranians, or are they going to work with others in the region to try to contain Iranian expansion? Because Iran has gotten pretty gutsy in the last several months, and by doing what they've just done now, have taken it to a whole new level in what's technically an act of war against the United States.
Well, yes, it would be an attack against those countries, and Saudi Arabia does have a long history with Iran of not liking each other, right?
Yep.
And these are the two really competing states for the hearts and minds of the Muslim world in a lot of respects.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's you know, Iran is Persian ethnically, and it's Shiite, which is the more conservative branch of Islam, and Saudi Arabia is plenty conservative, but it's Sunni and it's Arab. So this is a struggle between the two tribes, which has gone on for thousands of years. It's just this is the current and new version of it. But I think from our perspective, what does this mean? I mean, you know, if the United States really needs to come up with some kind of a plan, hopefully in concert with its allies in the region, because if we don't come up with some kind of a plan to deflect Iran, either using, you know, supercharged sanctions or whoever knows what's next, you're going to soon be faced with that choice between bombing Iran or letting Iran get the bomb. Both of those are lousy choices, so it's important to stop trying to hope for the best and start doing something that will change the behavior.
Here is talk host David Patterson, who used to be governor of New York, talking to terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner about what our response ought to be to the attempted Iranian terror plot.
How much do you actually know about this?
Well, like with all these plots, in the next couple of days, things shake out, which we don't know now. So all we know are some preliminary things that obviously there was a proxy war right here on American soil, which is not good, targeting the Saudi ambassador here in the United States. This, if it turns out to be exactly what we think it is, this opens up a new era with the Iranians here in this country.
This plot has been traced to Iran, and the State Department says it's holding Iran responsible. Well, holding Iran responsible means what? What are they going to do about it?
Well, that's exactly it. What are they going to do about it? You know, if this came during another time when, you know, there was a lot of beating of the drums that we should go and take out the capability of Iran's nuclear facilities, who knows what would have happened. So far, that hasn't been in the news in the last couple of months, so we've been faced with other issues. But you're exactly right. What is our response? Certainly our response will be to ratchet up support against Iran in the international community, because everyone knows that the Iranians and the Saudis have faced each other off in the Middle East. They're looking for who's to be in control.
I'm amazed at the ability of our Homeland Security and other agencies to shut down these plots. I'm also alarmed at how seemingly more frequent they seem to be coming.
Right.
This is, of course, the 10th anniversary of the attack on September 11th. We are right now in the week of the 10th anniversary of the anthrax attacks, which occurred a month after September 11th. Is that causing this upturn, or is it something else?
No, I don't think so. If this turns out to be what we think it is, this is something that should have been expected because of, as I said, the Iranians and the Saudis have been facing each other off, certainly in the past in Iraq, and certainly in Kuwait, and certainly now in Bahrain. So there have been a variety of different areas in which they've been stirring the pot. But this turns out to be true. This is rather bold for the Quds force if it's traced back to the unit of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard, their core. If it's traced back to them and that they would have wanted to escalate it here on American soil, that's interesting. Right now, I'm not so sure that that's the case. These could have been the two rogue individuals, yes.
White House Press Secretary Carney told reporters that the Iranian-born terror plot represented a gross violation of international law. That's it for the countdown. Doug Steffen.